It's Friday the 13th. All right, so here, who here has the fear of Friday the 13th? Anybody?
No.
Any kind of superstition at all?
No.
Do you avoid walking under a ladder?
No.
Do you avoid kicking black cats?
I don't see very many black cats.
All right, but when you do see them, you go ahead and kick them. All right,
I
understand.
No, I don't kick cats.
Do you avoid broken glass or mirrors, that kind of thing?
Don't really think about it.
You should probably avoid a mirror, but... What about you, Mr. Conley? Any superstitions at all? Throw a little salt over your shoulder, perhaps?
No, not really. And you know what? You're flying today, later today, right?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
No, actually,
I am. Yeah.
I can remember this once. I had to book a last-minute flight years ago. And the day that I was trying to book, nothing available.
Yeah.
2 days later, nothing. But a Friday the 13th, there are some people who will not fly today.
It's interesting. I was expecting, I had to book the flight yesterday. I was expecting to go, oh, man, I am going to so get hosed.
No, it makes sense to me. You are bragging. You have a reasonably good price.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's because of today. That's what it is.
I would be willing to bet you're right. Hopefully,
that's insane that people base their travel decisions on Friday the 13th.
I'll be honest with you. If I had the choice of flying on September 11th or Friday the 13th, I would choose Friday the 13th.
Well,
I would.
Yeah, I mean, one day is just like the next. Numerology is stupid.
I'm not saying numerology, and I'm not superstitious at all. Am I? Do I have any superstitions?
No, but
I don't think I do.
September 11th, for instance, if someone was going to try something, that would be a likely day.
You know, with the issues in Benghazi and so forth, there was a car bomb that went off in the consulate area.
In Pakistan.
Also in Benghazi, right outside the same building in Benghazi. On September 11th, it is becoming the banner day for these Islamic whack jobs to try and do something. So, yeah, I would probably say September 11th, no, not going to fly today, you know, especially if I'm flying out, and today I'm flying into Washington, D.C., so, you know, the big cities and stuff like that. Yeah, no, I wouldn't. But, Friday the 13th, no big deal. I'm trying to think
of it. You're taking a chance of flying through D.C.?
Yeah.
You think they're going to detain you at all for some of the stuff you say on the radio?
No, I don't think so. But no. I don't think so. I've checked.
Mr. Mila, we're here from the Secret Service. We'd like a word.
Kiss my butt.
Right. Yeah.
Catch me! and he would look at me and go, really, you think it's going to be hard to catch you, fat boy?
So on Monday, they'll send a body double to do the show.
Go ahead, run. We haven't had any fun in a while. Bob, you got your taser? Watch this guy dance. No, but I have made a concerted effort because I'm traveling quickly and don't have a lot of time to, you know, plan and think about everything. I'm making sure I don't do something stupid like forget to not take something into the airport with me.
That would be your gun?
Yes.
Ah.
I'm making very sure that it's not even going to be in the car.
Don't pull a Ted Nugent's wife.
Yeah. It's like, because I could possibly understand how if it's a last minute thing and you're like, oh, yeah, and you're not thinking how you could forget about it, but and even my wife is like, you're making sure to leave some things home, aren't you? I said, yes, my love, I am. No taking of anything that will get me detained by the TSA. I even am making sure I'm taking the little tiny tube of toothpaste. I don't want any hassles this morning. Nothing at all. You guys don't no Friday. Is there anything that we do around here to celebrate Friday the 13th at all in a general way?
Oh, but you're traveling later. Friday the 13th is steak dinner night.
I'm
sorry.
And dinner night? It's fish fry night, isn't it?
Well, wait a minute. You mean if
for
I were
us,
here?
Well.
Yeah, I mean, you're buying tonight?
Oh, I see. That's right. He's gone. So, yeah, we're going to go out for dinner tonight. Yeah.
Right. I've been here a year, and I haven't been able to get you to go with me anywhere. You won't go to a game with me. You won't go to dinner with me. You won't go to a movie with me. Nothing. I've asked you out 100 times.
I don't stay up that late, man.
It's a weekend. I told you. We'd go somewhere. I would buy you a steak. We'd go see a decent movie like Zero Dark 30 or something like that. And you're like, No, you want to go see something like Frack Nation or something like that. That's all you care about.
I'm going to go drink some Oktoberfest beer tomorrow at Bull Falls Brewery. It's the annual tapping of the Oktoberfest, the latest brews. So.
Nice. All right, WSAU, lots of tasty radio goodness coming your way. And when we get back, time for a weather update. Don't go anywhere.